With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The next 21-day challenge is happening inside Marybody Online Studio, and it starts on the 18th of November. You do not want to miss this one.
No, and the best bit, we themed it as welcoming more joy into your life, and it's perfect timing as we lead up into the holiday season. So use your Marybody practice, your yoga and Pilates, to create the joy in your days.
Yes, and we know that when you do this one action, when you create more joy in this 20 to 30 minute practice during your day, that you will feel this joy ripple out into every other aspect of your life. We're talking career, relationships, social life, even time you spend by yourself will be more joy filled when you bring more joy into your yoga and Pilates practice. So we are pumped. Bring it on. It starts on the 18th of November. It's the perfect opportunity to join Marybody. If you've been thinking about it, umming and ahhing, there's no lock-in contracts, so don't stress. Nothing to stress about. Come and join us and learn more at themerrymakersisters.com/Mary-Body. Welcome to the Get Merry Show. Let's be best friends and talk about real life, the mess, the magic, and everything in between.
Every week, you'll walk away feeling inspired with doable action steps and realize you're never alone. I'm Emma.
And I'm Carla. We're your hosts. You might know us as the Merrymaker Sisters.
And yes, we are real life sisters.
Are you ready?
Let's get merry.
That was pretty good. Welcome to episode 221 on the Get Merry podcast, coming to your ears. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, beyond grateful, beyond excited to be here with you today.
Yeah, we do always feel grateful for you guys tuning in.
We have a lot of podcasts to choose from.
I know. And you guys choose us.
Oh, so lucky.
We are so lucky. Okay, so what's been going on in the world this week? I feel like, you know, we're kind of like a news program. Like, we can like look at what's going on. And the thing that stands out to me this week is Emma Watson and her self-partnering, what do you call it? Well, her self-partnering. She talked about it in a Vogue interview and it kind of went viral. And I love it as a single woman, nearly 32. I was like, damn, yes, self-partnering is a thing, and let's get rid of the stigma and I'm going to say shame around being single and heading into your 30s, because yes, that does exist from society's conditioning. You know, like, you're not successful if you're 30 and don't have a boyfriend, potential husband, and a baby on the way. So yay for Emma, and I guess it is all about acceptance though, right? Like, in the end, this whole thing that we're not accepting our current situation. So it's all related, like us not accepting what we look like, us not accepting our status, whatever that may be. Really, it's all the same thing.
Yeah, I guess it's hard because, I mean, it's sometimes it's not coming from yourself, it's coming from everyone else, as you said. So like common questions in a
oh my gosh,
in a new fresh meeting of a new friend, potential friend. Potential friend, we shall be friends, let's see. And like, what are the questions that they ask? Oh, what do you do? Oh, are you like, and who do you do that with? Like, oh, do you live with anyone? Is it like, you know, trying to find out all these things about our personal lives that are like extremely, I guess, you know, they're choices that we make, but they're really common questions. And, you know, we were talking about it the other day, how I was trying to come up with a question that we could get people to answer that wasn't anything about like what they do.
Yeah, because actually when you really think about it, what you do has nothing to do with who you are as a person. And I am so super aware of this, and from a personal perspective, I guess, as a single person, you like you think about your prospective partner and you're like, oh, but what's their job?
And also, and then the people that you tell who about you're dating, what's the first question they ask you?
What does he do?
Yeah.
Or what does she do? And I'm so like, I'm over that, 100% over it. Like not every single person I know, like single, like someone who isn't with a partner, like I've noticed that they do it as well. And it will be like, I'm going on a date. He does X, Y, Z. And I'm like, I don't care what he does. Stop telling me what he does. Tell me that he's really nice or kind or like loves this or like tell me about what he loves. I think that's a good question. What do you love?
Yeah.
That shows a lot about a person. Like what brings you joy?
Yeah, I love that
describes
question.
The person.
I think that's a great question. I think that's a really great question. Maybe to – and, like, I'm not saying I don't do it. It's, like, a super common question I still ask I meet someone new.
And I'm
like,
interested so, in knowing
like,
it too.
I also am genuinely – I want to know what you do because I love – like, if you do something I'm interested in, I want to know more about it, right? But, yeah, it's important to ask other questions as well. And what brings you joy is a beautiful question because then sometimes I feel like – the person on the other end of the conversation has probably never been asked that question before.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, what brings me joy? And sometimes it's sad. Sometimes they probably can't think of anything.
Yeah.
And like, you know, someone who might be in a stereotypical high-flying job, if you were to ask them like, what brings you joy? Like, I wonder what some of them would say. Like some of them wouldn't be joy-filled. Like how many stories have we heard of when people have all the money, the greatest job, everything looks fine and dandy, but are they happy?
So it's such a cool thing to think about and a great thing to bring awareness to and where you kind of do it. Like where do you ask and focus on what someone does for a living and do you judge them for it?
So like let's go back to the self-partnering. Like explain it.
Well, so I wish I should have probably got an article in front of me. But so what it was – someone, the interviewer was asking if she was dating and she was like, yeah, I'm dating. Emma Watson's dating. But she was talking about the stigma of like heading into your 30s and like the anxiety. She felt like this sudden like burst of anxiety that she wasn't where she was meant to be in life. And that's not just like a celebrity thing to feel. That's like every woman heading into her 30s. That you feel it and it's
and potentially men
and men too but I'm gonna say more women because as well we have the biological clock as well to
I'm just saying some men
and then like I feel like I mean and this is all like my point perspective right and I could be wrong and men who if there's any man listening to this like let us know if we're incorrect let us know if you feel these pressures too but it's like you are you like don't fit in right. Like you have it's like a sense of failure almost. And it's like, no, you need chop chop. Like you need to get your move on. And I mean, people ask you that too. And some people ask in a very judgmental way. I mean, we were at a dinner the other night and with mum and friends and literally across from the table, I was on the other side. Why hasn't Emma found a man yet? And I was like, you've got to be kidding. You've got to be kidding. I just freaking heard that.
But I'm like also like Emma's on the other side of the table.
I'm there listening.
Of course you're going to hear that.
What the freak? And I was, you know what? It was so funny and.
It wasn't.
No, but it was so ridiculous in my mind because I have that level of like, yeah, this is me. This is my life. I am grateful for where I am.
Yeah.
Because I do the work all the freaking time. All the time. But if someone was not in that same situation and their main kind of focus was finding a man, like that's devastating. That's heartbreaking and very hurtful. And I just think like I would rather be single and happy and doing stuff that I love than in a relationship that is mediocre.
Yeah.
And how many people are in those relationships where it's like you're just in it for the sake of being in it, to have that person. And I mean, you can feel so bloody lonely in a relationship more so if it's the wrong relationship than when you're alone. And this has been a journey for me. This year has been such a big journey of that loneliness. And I know you felt that too when you were single.
Yeah.
Like you.
I guess it's just like, yeah, I would have had about a year or over a year of like feeling that. And then before that, I guess we had, that was when we moved to the Gold Coast. And yeah, I was really lonely. And I hadn't even found yoga then. And so what a sad world.
I'm just thinking, like, did you do anything?
No,
You kind of sat in your loneliness.
I don't know what I did. I'm trying to, like, reflect back on those moments of, like, when we lived in Broadbeach and we had that cute little apartment. I worked a lot. Like, I would work after.
See, so this is interesting. So it's like, okay, you use work as your numbing tool to get rid of the loneliness. I would
watch Netflix.
Netflix is a good way to numb the loneliness.
It's great.
I'm not saying it's a good thing.
We're being sarcastic.
I'm saying it numbs it. It numbs you. It's not a good thing.
Yeah, no. But we're laughing about it, though, right? It's like, ha. Sometimes I would go for dinner by myself. Like, there was dinner, which was nice.
That's a great thing.
And I would do that with the idea that I'm doing this and, like, I'm going to be okay. Because, like, sometimes walking by yourself can be, like, where's the person that I'm walking with?
Yeah,
I know. To dinner. And then finding a table and you sit at the table by yourself and you eat the dinner. What do you do? And I would always remember, like, don't go on your phone. Like, don't go on your phone.
Yeah.
Just try. Can you do this? Yeah.
Well, I've been bringing a book to morning coffee by myself. And that's a really nice thing. It's a beautiful thing. And I'm like, oh, look at me doing stuff on my own. Oh, gosh.
I think, no, but it's such a luxury as well.
I know. And see, you helped me kind of like look at it like that. You know, you're like, Emma, like, this is the only time you're going to have this much time to yourself. And it's like, you know what? Like, whatever's going to happen in the future happens, but I need to be grateful for what I have now because the tomorrow is not promised. Yeah.
But I thought that even yesterday when we were like, on a Sunday, we were like, what should we do? Like, we had like 4 hours in between what we were doing and then something else we had planned.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to work. And we sat there for a while wondering, like, should we do something? And then I thought, like, wow, this is such a luxury that we have this, that there's nothing to do, that I don't have to run around and go pick someone up, that I don't have to, like, go and do this. And so I do think it's, if you're in a similar position as us, which is, you know, no kids and single, self-partnered, and single, self-partnered half of the time because my boyfriend's flying fly out, then maybe we should relish in these moments. Like, this is
and celebrate.
And it's never going to be like this ever again. And so self-partnered is the idea that you really prioritize. And the thing is, I think that in a way we should all be self-partnered.
Oh my gosh.
So, and not in a way, we should be. So
we need to be.
Yeah, we need to be. So basically it's about what is the word? Developing the relationship between you and yourself. And this sounds so funny. If you've never talked about like self before or connection, like this is going to seem really woo woo, but there is that sense within you, like there's a feeling within you that is you, like that isn't this external body, that isn't this thing that walks around. It's like this internal energy that is you. You're the seer of everything. You're the one who experiences, the observer of what is happening around you. And we have to build on that relationship between that thing, whatever it is.
Yeah, and it's also like uncovering it, right? Because the truth is in there, but then it gets covered by all the BS, which is the conditioning from our upbringing and society and media. Those false beliefs that are you must be married by 26 and have a baby by 30. Like, that's all BS. It's not real. Make it up in our heads because we see it. It's what we're used to. Yeah. It's what people say to us again and again and again. It's what we see on TV as we grow up. As little girls, we have that fairy tale thing that the Prince Charming comes. Like, that's a thing. And I mean, I feel lucky that I never was one of those girls.
Where is he?
Yeah, seriously, hurry up. I need him. I need him. My life is not full without him. I'm not a whole human without my Prince Charming, am I?
You're empty.
I'm so you're
nothing. Kidding. Kidding, guys. You're whole. You are complete. You are worthy. You are enough. Just as you are. Mm-hmm. With no one else. No one holding your hand. No one sitting with you on the couch. No one going to the movies with you. No one having coffee with you every morning. They don't make you any more you than you are.
Yeah. And you know what? I think it's a really big blessing to, you know, I'm at this like 30 is like, and your age as well, like late 20s. I feel like it's a time where we're all
almost 30.
You are almost 30. I feel like it's a very amazing time where you really start to get a clearer idea of the person you truly are, because you get rid of more of the crap. You're like, oh, wow, I really am feeling me. Like, yeah. I am me. I'm going to step out as me and feel damn excited about it.
Yeah.
And it's, I guess, like to do that as a single person. And I mean, you're half single, Carla. Not really. She's not really.
I'm definitely not. But wait. I have this like weird balance thing in my life where it's like for 2 weeks I have someone I get to do things with, like be, and I guess you could think of it like dating. I'm dating for 2 weeks and I'm not dating because then I don't go on dates or things.
Yeah, but you do talk to him though, every
day. Of course. And like I consider him still. Like,
yeah.
So he's obviously still there in my mind and heart.
But it is like you have this time to dedicate to yourself.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Without that consideration of someone else, which is such an amazing experience.
It is pretty much the best thing.
To be like, I'm going to do this and I don't need to think about anyone
else.
I don't
need to tell anyone and I don't need to check that anyone else had something planned that I forgot because like, there's no one else that planned anything for me. Like, great. Like, let's go. But in saying that, it's really important that we keep that within our relationships because this is where I did, like at the start of the relationship, I had like no boundaries whatsoever. Yeah. It was like we were in each other's pockets and we just saw each other all the time and he wanted to see me. Yep, I was there. And that was, I just would be like, okay, bye. Like that's what I would do.
Yeah.
And then I felt yuck about doing that because I wasn't prioritizing everything that meant something to me. Even work and stuff, we didn't have proper hours and we didn't have anything. We had no structure.
No boundaries.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh. And then when I started learning about boundaries and I had no – I'd never even heard this word. Remember we were like, we need to learn about boundaries. This is a thing. And we started learning about them and I was like, oh, my freaking God. I have zero. Yeah. Like I am just like this person who floats around and is like, la-da-da, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. And then I started to like put the boundaries in place and I was really open about it. Like I told Joel, I was like, I went into this wrong. Like, and I don't want to continue it like this. Mm. I want to make some changes. I want us to be like this. And then I would just say, like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure I go to my yoga. I'm going to do my Pilates. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a morning coffee on Sundays with all my friends. Like, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure I get to Emma's Pilates class on a Friday. That's what I want to do. And he didn't even care. He was like, well, all right.
He likes it. I mean, that's the thing. The respecting, loving partner you want to be with should be excited that you want to dedicate this time to yourself. You want to fill your cup up. Yeah. You want to create and develop that amazing relationship with self. And I mean, there's so many different ways you can do this.
But this is the funny thing. You, as a woman who is very naturally the nurture type who wants to run around and do the things and like be there and like yay like that, and like I've talked to my mom about this and is the same, right?
I'm pretty sure it's all the very same. Common.
And for a woman to then tell her partner, I don't want to do that anymore, it's you get fear, you feel fear that they're not going to accept that.
That they'll reject that. And some people
would. Yeah, and so that was scary. And then when he turns around and says, that's amazing, I'm so glad that you're doing that, I never want you to put off yoga for me. Like, I always want you to go.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, oh.
You're like, oh my God, why was I stressed about this? This is the best thing ever.
Yeah.
We got to build the muscle, right?
Yeah. And even still you get afraid. Yeah. Like when there might be a decision that wasn't like planned and you're like, yeah. Sorry, I'm changed my mind.
Yeah.
It's again hard.
Well, I mean, even in the book Lean In that I'm reading, still Carla's finished, Cheryl was talking about it in a like a married couple situation with young kids and how naturally the mother will take on all these extra responsibilities, even if she is working and he is working. And she would talk to these mothers and they would be like, oh, we'll just wait till they're at school. It's fine. We'll just get by. I don't want to cause the stress of, you know, having to rearrange everything. And she's like, no, you have to start now. You have to just make it work. And yeah, it will be hard, but that conversation will be hard. And then it will be hard to like go through the change, but then it will be worth it because you start now and then it like builds that stronger equality.
Oh, it's such a great feeling. It's a great feeling when you're building on that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I encourage you, if you are in a partnership of any sort, to be really open, like from now, if you haven't been, like just start the conversation and like of what you want to do with your life as well, not just in a partnership, but what do you want?
Yeah, and how you can support each other and know that like each role is just, or not role, each desires and dreams is of equal importance. Yeah. Like, and not anyone should put our dreams completely aside. Yeah, no. Like maybe at one time one partner will need to like do something extra to work towards whatever they want to do. And we can support them, but then know that we will have that opportunity and discuss that, right? Be like, okay, for this year is about you. It's next my time year now. Is me. Like, and then I'm going to go to uni or I'm going to study. I'm going to do my yoga teacher training, blah, 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 blah. And like we just must. And do you know what? Even if you don't have that desire, we owe it to the women who came before us, who worked bloody hard to create this equality, that it's not quite there yet. Equal. Like it's not, even though we're doing amazing things, it's still not there. So I honestly feel like we stand on these women's shoulders. We owe it to them and to our future daughters and friends who have daughters and whatever.
And in the book, the studies show that like there is like way less divorce rate of households who bring in the equal income as well as do the equal household duties. And I definitely shared this one with Joel and he loved it. And I
was so like, now great. He does all the washing and all the cleaning.
Equal.
How funny. I love this episode because it's like great perspective of like singledom and also in a relationship.
Yeah.
And I mean, we talked about loneliness as well, which.
Yeah, well, loneliness is interesting, isn't it?
Well, I think it is all about that disconnection to self and disconnection to the greater world, but it all begins within, right? So, I mean, I could rattle off a bunch of things that I know when I feel disconnected, do you know where I'll find myself? Scrolling on social media.
Oh, my God.
Like mindlessly. And I'm like, oh, my God, did I just spend like 20 minutes doing that? And I feel yuck. And it's like
such an awful feeling. It's like you've been sucked into a world where your soul doesn't live.
I know. It's awful. And then I'm like, okay, what can I do? Oh, okay, I'm going to sit and breathe and meditate. I'm going to put on some music I love and move my body, dance and feel like even like around my lounge room. I'm going to go look at the ocean, go feel the wind on my face, look at the trees, look at the birds. Here I am in this world. Here I am, just a little human in this big, amazing, magical world.
Yeah.
Yoga
so
as well.
So important. So important when you catch yourself in those moments. When you do feel lonely, that's a thing you can go and do, those things. Like get in nature, breathe. Actually, be still, because I wonder what you're doing when you're feeling lonely. What are you doing? You're not reading. Reading a great book, you feel very connected.
You're alive.
You're like your imagination's running. You're thinking of the characters. You're learning. You're doing all these great things. Yeah, what are you doing when you feel lonely? Ask, like check in when you feel lonely or when you feel lonely after doing something.
Yeah.
Like what have you done?
Yeah.
And I bet it's watching something on Netflix or it's scrolling on Instagram.
Or it's hanging out with people who you shouldn't be hanging out with.
And even when you're around heaps of people, you can still feel lonely. It's so true. So it's like find your thing that makes you feel connected again. You need an anchor. You need something that you can easily get to, easily use, that will anchor you back into this moment and make you realize that life is amazing.
I think gratitude is obviously an ultimate practice as well. So it's like, what can you do that brings you the reminder to get grateful for something?
Yeah, well, it's like as simple as stopping exactly where you're standing, putting your hands on your heart, closing your eyes, taking a deep breath in, and starting to think of something you're grateful for. And then notice that the thought travels down from the mind, down the spine, all the way down and into the heart. And then you feel this expansiveness in your heart space, this energy expand as you breathe, because suddenly you feel grateful for whatever you've been thinking about.
And then you probably are reminded of something else you're grateful for. And then
it's like a bloody continual gratitude party in your mind and your heart.
And it's like, oh, I'm just grateful to be able to stand here and breathe and feel the sunshine on my face. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what life is. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we get distracted by all the external stuff of like maybe climbing the career ladder or finding Mr. Right or Mrs. Right or whatever you want to call them, or earning more money or making sure the kids get to all their extracurricular things and
making sure you have the new TV or the latest brand of dress that you need.
When simply none of this stuff matters. Literally nothing. Nothing of that matters. All that matters is that you are here. And you're here and you're breathing and you're healthy and you're alive. And do you feel a sense of love? Like, can you feel that? Like, that is the magic. That is life, right?
And if you bring more gratitude, you will become more present.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you bring more presence, you'll become more grateful. So it doesn't matter what one you start with. They're so connected. Because when you become present and you're like, oh my God, here I am.
Yeah, it's noticing the wonderful little things in the world that are always there. Like, the magic is always there. It's just that we are not open to it. And I mean,
only seeing the clouds.
Yeah, and I mean, like, there's a lot of clouds in the world, right? Like, I mean, it's not hard to, you open up a newspaper and the news is depressing. You flick the TV on.
The newspaper.
It's sad. It's horrific.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad news at the moment.
And this is there's probably been this much bad news for a long time, but it's just that it's so much easier to communicate the news in this world of social media. And I mean, which is a good thing, because now we have more of the truth, I think, or more diverse perspectives, not just one point of view. Yeah, true.
It sucks.
But I mean, like, yeah, that's enough to get that sense of disconnection too, because you're like, well, what's the point? Because there's so much bad stuff in the world. There's no good.
Yeah, I think it's really easy to shut yourself off to it as well, and not in a good way, in like I can't do anything, like a helpless way.
Yeah.
Like you're like, well, as you said, what's the point anyway? I'm going to just not even try. I'm not even going to do anything. Like, I'm just going to be like blah. And yeah, you can get really sucked into the bad news and addicted to it. I mean, we're watching that show. Is it the morning show or is it the morning wars? I don't know what it's called.
I think it's the morning show. I follow them on Instagram.
Yeah. And I mean, it's so interesting.
With Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston.
And it's very interesting to see like what that network head was talking about, how like people are addicted to the bad news.
And it's true. I mean, like, how many people watch the Today Show and I mean, it's also the bad news, but it's also the crap news.
And it's also the nothing news.
It's nothing. People bantering? I'm like, oh my God, like, I have better things to do than watch whoever banter with this person. How about I go live my life? And no offense to anyone who loves the morning shows, that's fine. But this is just a personal, like.
I think it's also when it's, it can be dangerous when things are curated. And there's always motives that should be questioned.
Yeah. Well, what advertising head is behind that segment? Who's paying for that segment?
Yeah, because a lot of the time, you know, this kind of information isn't disclosed.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important. And I mean, our blog as an example, we have one advertising partner on our blog at the moment. T-Lixer, and we disclose it.
Yeah, we write.
This wasn't even an ad. Guys, this wasn't an ad. I just mentioned them because it was like suitable. But we always mention it. And I just think it's not fair ground there.
No.
Like, it's not equal. So we have to question everything.
But it is equal. It's just that people have different morals and ethics, Carls. So for us, it's immoral. For me to promote a product and not disclose that I'm getting money for it, that is against all my ethics. Yeah. I must disclose that. Other people don't give a crap.
Yeah.
They don't care. And it is.
Which is fine that they don't care because I can't make them care.
Yeah.
But in my, my perspective, got it.
Yeah. Which is good. I think that's a great thing about you and I and many other people. Mm. But we also have to then open our perspectives and be like, oh.
Yeah. So in this world of bad news, it's a question that probably a lot of people would ask, like, am I even allowed to be happy anymore? Mm. Like, or do I have to care so big about everything and just kind of wallow in my helplessness? Because what can I do for climate change? And what can I do for the people who suffer from all of the illnesses that are happening at the moment? Can I do for all of the fires, all of the natural disasters that are happening? Like, what can I do? One human.
And it can be so overwhelming and heartbreaking. I mean, just this week, I feel like there's been so much bad news coming to people around me, like so much bad news that has been breaking my heart left, right, and center. Mm. Like, people dying of sickness, people like, you know, having good news and then boom, like another person gets this horrific news. People very close to you and I, Carla, who are in horrible situations. And it just makes me feel so sad. And then I think about, you know, like, I feel this sense of joy and happiness. And then I'll be like, oh, like, am I allowed to feel that? Like, and of course I am, but it's funny how I thought about that. I was like, do I have to be depressed and sad because there's so much sadness going around me? Am I being not compassionate to that person if I'm making the situation light? And it's not the situation of the sadness. It's just the situation that I'm there when they're sad.
Yeah.
And that's a hard thing.
And it's a hard thing. And sometimes, I guess that is also that extreme empathetic
trait
that I know.
Seriously, it's so tiring.
And you get so sad. Are you
an empath? So I can't handle it.
Yeah, and then it's like, no, like we have to choose to allow space for joy still. That's up to us.
Yeah. And we have to go and seek the joy. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this is the thing. So we hear about all the bad news. Okay, this fire is happening. This person has this cancer. This person is going to rehab for that. This person just got horrific news. This person just had a car accident. Where can we look for the joy? Like, there's always helpers. When there's bad stuff, there's always the do-gooders, right? Mm. So we can even look for the joy and goodness in those people. And I mean, that's our job, I think. Like, how much joy can we bring to the world? Like, how much goodness can we bring?
Yeah, and then I think it's not even looking externally, because then that pattern is never really a good pattern to start. True. Of being like, well, everything externally is impacting me.
Yeah.
We have to look in, like, this is where the inner work starts.
Yeah.
This is where it's like everything around me is crashing and burning.
Yeah.
Where do I go?
Yeah.
And you just go inward and you just stop and you just breathe and then you reconnect to yourself.
Yeah.
And the joy is always within you.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't begin from an external factor.
Well,
this is the thing. Like, it can be triggered by an external factor, but it never began outside of you. It always begins within
you. And we cannot rely on the external,
because you're the seed.
Yeah. Like, when we do rely on the external, that's when it can come crashing and burning even more.
Because you're relying on this thing and you're attached to this thing making you happy, and then it goes by, and then what are you left with?
Yeah.
So that's, again, this is why self-partnering, which really is just connection to yourself.
It's a self-love movement.
Self-love, self-acceptance, that's what it is. It's so important because it's not just joy, it's all things. If you love, starts from within you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one can make you feel love.
No.
Like, you made it. Maybe they didn't action, but you still felt it. You made the feeling.
Yeah.
So it was within you. It wasn't external.
Yeah. That's so true.
I could look at the smallest little act of kindness and feel the biggest amount of love.
Yeah.
Someone could look at the same thing and think, ugh.
Well, they just don't care about that.
Or they don't even notice
it.
Whereas I can like get tears in my eyes when I see something or feel something. I'm like, whoa, where did that come from?
Yeah. Well, it's because if you feel the love within already, like you are super aware of it. And I mean, it's a practice, right?
Yeah.
And it's a practice that
wasn't always there.
No.
It was always, I always wanted it out. Like I thought it was outside.
Yeah. Well, that's why, and then that's why you had that year of kind of like this angry loneliness.
Yeah.
Like you were sad.
Poor me.
Yeah, you were sad. I remember it well. And I mean, like, I think it just shows that, you know, we are never alone in our loneliness because we've all experienced loneliness at some point or another. And that's why we always put like the thing, like if you ever need to reach out, like this is pure courage. Yeah. Like there's an abundance of people who can help. I mean, like it's never a shameful act to go seek help, whether it's a psychologist or a counselor or whatever works for you, a psychic. If that is your jam, like,
or reaching out to a friend.
And I mean, this is why great connections are a magical thing. And bloody hell, I'm grateful to have a sister who I can be so open and vulnerable with and just like blurt out. And, you know, sometimes.
Oh my God, we're so lucky.
I know. And sometimes it might not be like the answer you want. Sometimes you're like, that was mean. But like, you have someone there to blurt out to at least.
She's talking about me.
Yeah, I am.
That was mean. That's not what I wanted.
It's like, just give me a hug.
Right now, I just want this. Oh, okay.
I just want some compassion.
No worries. I'll change my...
I just want...
Tell me again and I'll reframe what I just said.
I just want someone to be like, there. I see you, sister. And I see you. I see you're in pain.
Yeah.
And I'm here.
I'm good at that.
I'm here for you.
Yeah, that's annoying. That's what I'm always like, yeah, that is frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I get how you feel.
Well, but I feel like I really just had an epiphany about this joy and this love and this acceptance. And I knew it, but the way that I said it, I'm really proud of how I said it, so I just had to say it again.
Well, you should say it one more time, like explain it again, like the love.
But it's like anything, like it could be acceptance. Like we think something is going to make us accept ourselves, but no, it's not.
It's within. It's a decision. It's
like maybe a trigger.
It's a choice.
Maybe an action will lead you
there. An anchor. Well, this is like we use yoga. We use our Mary Body practice as the anchor to the self-love, to the self-acceptance. This is just
so
funny.
So like, yeah, you like, I need my yoga. And then, yeah, you do the yoga and then the feeling wells up within you.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the yoga that made it happen.
No.
Like, first it was already there.
I know, right?
Like, it was there.
Oh, my gosh, it's so weird.
It's like magic. Anything. I love this. I'm excited. Okay, so you can feel joy. You can. You're allowed.
You are 100% allowed to feel joy even – I mean, this is the thing, right? Like even in the concentration camps in like the Holocaust, there would have still been people feeling joy. Like, there this was, is the magic well, of the I mean, human Victor race.
What's his name?
E. Frankel, I think that's his name. The author of Man's Search for a Meaning.
People would joke. Like, people would try and – there would be some people who would try and make everyone else laugh and joke.
Oh, my God. This and is like, pure
the,
magic.
It's like, wow, like those people, like, oh – they're so amazing.
Yes. And I mean, this is where we can just be so grateful for the human race because although there is such darkness and dark traits in people and humans as a whole, there is light, there is love, there is humor, there is just like pure love in people. And that does exist in every single human. It's just that sometimes people are so closed off to it that they cannot feel it and they cannot share it. But the magic is if you're listening to this, you definitely can feel it. Like you, something has led you here to either, you know, something is not right and you know there's something deeper, you know there's something that you want to connect to more. That's how you found us, maybe. I don't know. It's like, you know how you stumble across anything and you're like, how did I get here?
You were meant to listen to this.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, well, tap into that. And how can you amplify that? And it doesn't have to be like loud and broadcasted to the world. It's like amplify it within.
Yeah.
Like feel that feeling and then take note of it. Oh, I'm definitely feeling this sense of love and acceptance of self.
And allow it to yourself to feel it. So often we feel something and then we shove it back down.
Yeah.
And we're like, not that, not that.
Well, because you might be friends with people who judge it. Mm. You might be in a workplace that's like not like that at all. You can't show that. And in the end, actually, yeah, you can. And that workplace, all those friends probably need it. And I guess it's just like a magic thing you can bring. And I don't know, it's time to celebrate our differences as well. Mm-hmm. I think 2019, like, let's make it bigger, the differences, like, let's celebrate them even bigger and know that you celebrating your differences will inspire and allow someone else to celebrate theirs instead of feeling maybe shame or negative towards their truth, which is so sad and awful, but we've all felt that, right?
Their truth or their situation.
Yeah, because we are not what we do. We are not how much money we make. We are not our marital status.
No.
We are so much more. You are so much more.
So true.
Love talking with you guys today.
I know.
Always. If you have any questions, any topic ideas, like message us your topic ideas.
Yeah, or anything you want us to talk about a little bit more. Maybe you've heard us mention something and you're like, actually go deeper on that.
Yeah, even if you have like a really personal question, like ask it and, you know, we can make it. We won't, like, disclose your name.
We might say your first name.
Yeah. But then I'm sure, like, a bunch of other people, probably me and Carla too, will be able to relate and we can, I don't know, it's like, is it decipher it? It's just, like, figure it out together, right? You can come
to coffee with us, right? Well, on the podcast.
Literally, this is, like, what these chats are. Like, we will often have coffee chats and they'll be like this.
And we'll be like, this is a podcast. Why didn't we press record? Damn it.
I know. We should just bring
the microphones and the mixers and the laptop.
Yeah, that's really annoying. Can't do
that. All right. Have an amazing day. We'll see you guys. Well, we won't see you, but we'll be coming to your ears next week, as always. So excited.
Bye.